What are some of your programs that you offer out there?
We have several programs. From, of course, people with adults and children with physical and cognitive disabilities. We have therapy services for that population. We also have therapeutic riding, which teaches horseback riding and horsemanship skills to people that may not have access to it. We have a veterans program that's provided to veterans at no cost. We have a youth at risk program that's called Changing Leads, and that's for kids that are either have past trauma or maybe struggling in school that have been identified by the school counselors that would benefit from equine assisted activities.
Welcome, I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dawn Mathis, and you are listening to another episode of To Your Greatness. Thanks so much for joining us today. I am so excited about this episode. I don't know about you, but I know that a lot of women who are mostly the people that listen to this podcast love horses. So I wanted to entitle this based on their tagline, Hearts and Horses. They're located in Loveland, Colorado. And there's other places doing similar things around the country, but this one happens to be close by, and I'm sure it's going to be close to my heart, and I hope it's going to be close to yours after we chat here with Catherine. So their tagline is Horses, Healing, and Hope. Horses, Healing, and Hope. And you know, kind of circuitously, I found out about a story about a lady. I think her name was Marty or Maddie or something like that. And she was a woman who had Alzheimer's and went out to Hearts and Horses. And after they placed her on the horse, and this is how I decided I really want to interview Hearts and Horses. This woman had Alzheimer's, and that's near and dear to me from being a physical therapist in a former life. And also my mom has Alzheimer's. She's living with Alzheimer's right now. And this woman was placed on a horse named Sugar. And she immediately started singing a song, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. I'm not doing it justice, but anyway, she sang the whole song and it just came out of her by being on a horse. There's just something magical about horses. So today, they're very busy out there, by the way, but today I have Catherine Yuma, who is pinch hitting for Tamara Merritt, who is the director out there of Hearts and Horses. So Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So, how did Hearts and Horses get started in the beginning?
So Hearts and Horses was started by a group of volunteers in Loveland 25 years ago. It was a small program that was actually operating out of the Ellis Ranch. It was kind of on rented land at the time with a few horses that volunteers would trailer in. And when the ranch was changing hands at the time, the group of volunteers decided that it was just something that had to go on, that they needed to organize, file their articles of incorporation and start the nonprofit. So there was a town meeting that had about 40 people attend. They came up with the name Hearts and Horses, and they got a first donation from the Loveland Police Department to the $25 to cover the articles of incorporation, and Hearts and Horses was born. And not long after that, we entered into a lease purchase agreement for our current ranch, which is a 23-acre ranch in West Loveland. We have been there, I want to say, for about 20 years now.
Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. So tell me and tell the listeners who are going to be hearing this, what are some of your programs that you offer out there?
We have several programs, from, of course, people with adults and children with physical and cognitive disabilities. We have therapy services for that population. We also have therapeutic riding, which teaches horseback riding and horsemanship skills to people that may not have access to it. We have a veterans program that's provided to veterans at no cost. We have a youth at risk program that's called Changing Leads, and that's for kids that are either have past trauma or maybe struggling in school that have been identified by the school counselors that would benefit from equine-assisted activities. And then we have a program for seniors with dementia called Riding in the Moment. Mm-hmm. And we also have an interactive vaulting program, which is kind of a specialized program for kids that do yoga and poses on the back of a moving horse.
Well, that wouldn't be me, not just because I'm not a kid. I'm a kid at heart, but I'm really good at coming off a horse, but it's not vaulting and it's not pretty. So that's amazing. I would love to see that. You know, it's summertime and a lot of parents, a lot of people listening to this are maybe thinking, what could I have my high school kid do over the summer that would be meaningful and keep them out of trouble? Do you take volunteers that are like high school age and things like that?
We absolutely do. The only thing we ask is between ages 8 and 14 that a student brings an adult to volunteer with them, but anybody 15 years and older can come and volunteer on their own.
Wow.
We have a ton of different volunteer opportunities for people of all ages and abilities. You don't have to have horse experience to find a perfect place at Hearts and Horses. We have a barn team that happens every morning and afternoon for turnout and turn in. So that's a really good way, especially for high school students, to kind of really learn all of the hard work that goes into taking care of horses and getting to interact with them closely and kind of be in their living quarters and help clean up after them and make sure that they're as comfortable as possible. And getting to turn them out in the morning is always a fun experience because they're ready. And then we have a team on barn team that comes in the afternoon and helps turn in the horses. But outside of that, we have in the classes are depending on our riders' physical abilities. There are horse leaders that help lead the horse in the arena. And then depending on the rider's abilities, they could have up to two sidewalkers. So it's a really great opportunity for students and people. Again, it doesn't have to be a student, but to really see what therapeutic riding does and really kind of put your boots in the arena sand and kind of be there interacting with all of it. It's a pretty magical experience, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So it can take quite a few people just to have a few people on a horse.
That's right.
Like you said, up to three people just for the horse experience, to get them on the horse, to lead them, and maybe someone on both sides. And wow, that's a lot of person hours. So how are you set for volunteers right now? Can you use some more volunteers?
We can always use volunteers. I don't think I can move forward without saying that we just simply wouldn't exist without our volunteer force. We have over 700 volunteers that come out to Hearts and Horses every week to help us from administrative stuff, all help through the barns, help in the classes. We have gala committee volunteers. We have, it just every aspect from top to bottom at Hearts and Horses. Like we we just simply wouldn't be able to do what we do without our volunteers. And it's, I feel like it's a very welcoming environment. We have a great volunteer director that has made a wonderful program with a ton of really thorough training to make sure everybody's up to speed, has all the resources that they need to feel successful as a volunteer. And again, we're always looking to recruit volunteers. There's always a need for it, especially in the summertime when people are traveling. Sure. You know, the horses are there day in and day out. You know, obviously we have our summer session going on. So, there's always a need for volunteers and, just to come out and join us and enjoy the beautiful ranch and, enjoy what we do with therapeutic riding. It's really, really fun.
That's great. Well, I was looking on your website and it looks like you offer at several different times, a volunteer orientation that's just an hour long.
Right.
So from there, depending on where someone wants to be, is then you triage them into training that's appropriate for what they want to do and their skill set. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So some wow. of the volunteer positions need a little bit extra training, like horse handling, and horse mm-hmm. leading. We just ask that you come for additional training just to learn how we handle our horses. Because it's not typical for a horse to be handled by multiple people every week. So we are, very careful and thorough in our training to make sure that, you know, the halters are put on from the same side in the same way. All of the verbal cues and the physical cues are the same, as to not yeah. confuse the horses and make sure everybody's comfortable and safe.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So a couple of questions. Where do your horses come from and how many do you keep at any given time?
That's a great question. So we have just about 30 horses on the property right now. And I think about half of them Hearts and Horses owns. Either we've purchased along the road or they've been donated to the program. But the other half, they're leased to us. So horse owners that have horses that are maybe not ready for retirement, but you know, not in their full working job. They will donate them to Hearts and Horses lease them to Hearts and Horses so that they kind of have a retirement career. Because what we do with them is fairly light to a normal working horse. So the way that works is someone wants to lease a horse and they come on for a 90-day trial period to kind of get acclimated to the environment at the ranch, all of the people that come in and out in the mornings and in the afternoons, see how they adapt to the training and, again, the environment at Hearts and Horses. And then after the 90-day trial, if they're accepted into the program and have kind of settled in well, then the owners help us with their vet and farrier bills, but Hearts and Horses takes care of the boarding and feeding and shavings and all the things. And of course the exercise and, them wow. being, in the program.
Curious about that. That seems, really, really great for someone to be able to lease their horse to you. Are they still allowed to come out and see their horse?
Oh, absolutely.
And ride it, but
it depends on, the horse, the age. Again, the equine team takes very great care in making sure that our horses aren't overworked and that they have the best quality of life and work-life balance possible. So none of the horses work more than 8 hours a week. And so they do their very best to block schedule them so that they're only getting groomed and tacked once during the day and making sure that they're not being overly stimulated and kind of having the revolving door of, you know, turn out to class. So we do our very best to make sure that the horses are, you know, used minimally, but also we maximize the amount of time that we have with them. So it just depends on the animal and the relationship and I guess what the owner is hoping to ride or what they're hoping to do with the horse. I know that we do have owners that do come out and do ride their horses that they've leased. But I know that it's not on a necessarily a regular basis, just out of the concern for what they are doing in the program. So,
right. That's great. So, so talk to me. I saw something about, You have program folks that are PATH certified. Mm-hmm. Are those the people who decide which clients might be better working with a horse on the ground versus riding? What does that PATH certification do?
So PATH is the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. So we're a premier accredited center, and a PATH certified instructor just follows kind of our guiding light is what PATH is for kind of setting the standard for the industry. So it's a pretty rigorous process to become PATH certified. There's a lot of safety and just techniques that go into being PATH certified. And no, not necessarily the instructors don't choose what the riders do. We have, of course, Tamara, our associate executive director, our program director, Lauren McClave, and then our program coordinator, Maria Amon, kind of work together as a team to first meet with the riders when they fill out our participation intake form. The rider comes out to Hearts and Horses for a meet and greet so that team can meet with them, kind of find out what their goals are and what they're working on, give them a tour around the ranch, see if the participant responds well out there, because sometimes, depending on what the diagnosis is, the smell can be a little overwhelming for people. And just kind of the environment, walking in sand, things like that. So there's different criteria that goes into deciding on who would participate in the mounted activities and who would be more in groundwork focus. But it's something that team works together with the family or the caregivers to determine what would be best for achieving the goals.
That's wonderful. That's great. So I saw something about the PATH certification on your website. Is it a lengthy process, or is it, I thought I saw something about like a 3-day workshop and then a skills test or something like that?
Yeah. So with our, outside of our premier accreditation with PATH, we are also a host site for certification. So that's, I think, what you're referring to is we host, I think it's three or four times a year, we host certifications at Hearts and Horses, where instructors or aspiring PATH instructors from really all over the U.S. and really all over the world, we've had people come over from overseas to attend some of the certifications at Hearts and Horses. But they're hosted by PATH curriculum-wise, but Hearts and Horses is just the site for the certification, if that makes sense. They use our horses.
Gotcha. Okay.
And some of our participants, too.
Well, that's great. So I know that, I'm hoping that some of you out there that are listening to this will go and check Hearts and Horses out. I myself am, I've been there, but I've been there I just drove by to see where it was. And I think Summer is going to be giving me a tour next week. So I'm very excited to see your operation firsthand. And I invite anybody who's interested to definitely go out and get a tour as well. So I saw something on your website also about you can give always. There's always a need, I'm sure, for not just volunteers, but for money. And I think you had something called like a wish list or something. So if you're in dire need of something at this time, people can go on your website and find out what it is you're in need of right now. Yes?
Correct. So yeah, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're also a BBB accredited charity. So the majority of our funding is from community generosity. And so I think what you may be referring to is our silent auction wish list. So our annual fundraising event, it's the main event that we raise the majority of our operating costs for the following year. It's called the Lucky Hearts Gala. It's happening on September 24th at the Loveland Embassy Suites. So we do have a wish list of items there for our live and silent auction. So we're actively in the process of collecting items and packages to include in our silent auction. The auction definitely makes up a very large portion of the funding at the event. So there's that. And then we do have an Amazon wish list for kind of day-to-day needs for the herd, like fly masks, fly spray, things like that, that is running on Amazon. I'm not sure which wish list you're referring to, but those are the two that I do know about. Okay. Over the holidays, yeah. We have like a giving tree at the ranch for kind of barn material, like rakes and shovels and things like that. But right now it's really the silent auction that we're looking for. And then the Amazon wish list is always kind of evergreen. There's always a need for toilet paper and all kinds of office, equipment and things like that. So,
yeah, that's wonderful. So best way for someone to get involved, just to email, your volunteer coordinator?
I would first start at our website. So it's www.heartsandhorses.org. It kind of gives you a nice overview of all of the things that happen at the ranch. And if it's volunteerism that you're interested in, we have a volunteer page with the volunteer paperwork that you would need to, there's a, you know, intake form that you need to fill out. If it's writing that you're interested in, we have a participation intake form on our website. There's information about the gala and how to get involved. And if you're able to make a donation, we of course appreciate that. Any financial support that we can get is only helping further our mission. So, and also just spreading the word for us, following us on social media and sharing any of the cute things that come out of the ranch every week is also very helpful. Just kind of spreading the word about what we do and really helping support therapeutic riding in a whole, as a whole.
Absolutely. So, and that video that that I was referring to, if you want to hear that cute woman sing it, she does a way better job than I do, but it just touched my heart that getting on a horse just brought that song out of her. And I believe that video won an award. So, with the woman that did it, I forget the name of the company, but anyway, it did win an award, and I believe it's been shown at your fundraising events. And I tell you what, if you see that and you don't want to get involved in Hearts and Horses in some way, shape, or form, there's something wrong with you. So anyway, I hope everybody that's listening goes to the website, looks at the video, and sees how you can get involved, or your kiddos or someone you know that's maybe not in a good place and just, you know, needs to think about something or do something for someone other than themselves. And what a great mission, what a great, nonprofit this is. And, Catherine, thank you so much for pinch hitting on a short notice and giving us information so that we can hopefully get some people out your way, to help in some large or small ways for you guys.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to share a little bit, and, I appreciate you inviting me on.
Yes. And hopefully I get to meet you next week as well as Summer.
That would be fun.
So, yes. So thank you again. And well, everybody, Hearts and Horses, www.heartsandhorses.org. Go to the website and see how you can help. And maybe I'll see you guys out there too. So this is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. I am Dawn Mathis. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you again soon, and take care. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.